world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
That's pretty stupid.
Let's not call anybody.
No, I'm not calling Nikki stupid. I think the idea is stupid.
Yeah, we were just talking to our close personal friend, Ms. McGee. And
McGee.
Miss McKee, not McGee.
Nikki, I don't know. He thought it was Magoo.
Yeah, I thought it was Mr. Magoo, not Mr. Magoo.
Magoo. That's just because your mind goes in that direction, you know.
Yeah, your mind goes to Magoo.
Your mind goes in the Magoo direction, bud. You know that, don't you? I'm making a joke. What do you think?
That's not funny. I think it's funny.
Never mind.
Okay, I think it was pretty funny. His mind goes in the Magoo direction.
Yes, I said the Magoo direction, not the Magoo.
We got a real thing around here pointing out everybody's foibles. Everyone's stutter step. It's an amazing show to work. Anyway, hi. Nikki was saying before the show, just seconds before this show puked onto the air. That's how I think we kind of make our entrance every night, you know?
You think that this radio show vomits its... This show expirates or it vomits food particles out in... Wow.
What is expirate?
I think that's vomit. Anyway, yeah, I think that this show vomits its way onto the air every night in some unusual ways. But tonight, we were discussing the fact that there are some neighborhoods in Los Angeles that are going to be using different kinds of light bulbs, probably in some sort of a crime preventative nature. They have in other cities, as you know, and here as well, use different colored outdoor street lights to illuminate certain areas better than they have been illuminated. And I think that's what they're doing here in L.A. But the article she was telling me about, this is I love this. And who knows how widespread it is. Apparently, there's a neighborhood association, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to use it on account of they think it's going to be ugly.
Well, they don't want to change the different colored lights of the street lamps because it will change the look of Los Angeles in motion pictures. Now, you can laugh if you want.
It's totally on it. Totally, 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 totally moron.
May I finish?
Yeah, but it's still moron.
May I finish?
Yeah, but it's still moron.
Bud, we got it already, okay? Let Margaret finish.
Okay, but it's still moron.
Okay, then I won't finish.
Go ahead and finish, Margaret.
No, not if he's going to keep on saying that.
All right.
It is a way of making the city retain its look in the motion picture industry.
I don't. What look is that? I don't understand.
Well, there is a classic Hollywood look, Phil. Is that what you're saying, Margaret?
Yes, there is a very classic. It is a film noir look. It is a backlit look. There is a backlit lighting to what is lit.
What? What do you mean?
What do I mean?
So you're going to have to put it in a way that's a little bit...
Well, I know a lot of lighting people, so I'm very conversant with it. How do I put this to lay people?
You're talking about how they lit it.
How they lit what?
How they light the movies. Is that what you're talking about?
Let me ask. The lighting that you're talking about is something that's done by lighting people. It's not done by street lamps.
Well, what do you mean?
What I mean is you can get a city, any city, to look any way you want it to look. By simply using good people who are lighting people, by using good special effects people, you can make a city look any way you want it to.
I'm not talking about some special effects film that's being done by the Peter Jackson crew, the Wunderkinds of the Auckland, New Zealand, this posse that he has down there, the Auckland, New Zealand special effects Hobbit Mafia. I'm not talking about that.
What do you mean by Hobbit Mafia? She mean?
Not a literal mafia. She's talking about the bad boys and girls of the Peter Jackson School, the new brew, as the minister said in Clockwork Orange.
What in the name of everything? Holy boy, I'll tell you something, Phil. There are days you start talking, and I wish you'd never started. That's really weird.
Sorry. So what about it, Margaret, okay?
Well, don't start rushing me along with the what about it, Margaret, okay?
What are you saying?
I'm simply saying something that I think everyone can relate to. If you look at the great film noir of the old films, the Humphrey, what's his name?
Bogart?
Yes.
Humphrey, what's his name? Woo, would be. You know what, Frank? It'd be very...
Yeah, I'd like to finish what I'm saying. Those are very classically lit films. That's what we're talking about.
And they're also black and white.
Well, yes, they're black and white, but there is a feel to them. There is a feel to them.
Well, I don't know. I think that people got better things to do.
I agree with you. I think we got better things to do than to worry about whether the lighting of the city is going to change so you can't make a movie here. People are having a hard time making movies here, you know. Man, there's cats going all over the place to make movies now, you know. They don't want to make any movies here. It costs too much money. So, and it's a very interesting thing, you know, to be able to shoot a movie scene or a TV scene where you got to get a rent-a-cop or two or three or ten. And
Well, Phil, I'm familiar with how it's done. You don't have to talk about it like you're all so special and everything.
I'm not trying to talk about it like I'm special. I'm saying that there's more and more people, they don't want to make any movies around here, man, because it's too expensive. They're going to other places.
Yeah, you're going to Oklahoma City, and another friend of mine said they're probably going to go down to,
Yeah, come up with a city real fast, bud. Another one that you don't know anything about.
Well, no. Oklahoma City I know about.
Okay, Oklahoma City. Vancouver's another one. Toronto's another one. Atlanta's another one. You're shooting movies all over the place, you know.
Well, it looks like you want to just rush them out of town.
No, I'm not going to rush them out of town, but it's just L.A.'s got to figure out that there's a lot of post-production places here, which means that people that work in the post-production end of things, which is...
Now, what do you mean by post-production?
Well, you see, General...
I think, let Phil talk about it. He'll take a quicker time and not be all...
You know, one thing I can do real fast is end your time on this planet.
Hey, please.
I don't like him mouthing off to me this early.
But, okay, forget it, man. Forget we even brought it up. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, online at philhendryshow.com. And right now we are live on Listen Live. So if you want to listen to the show free, you can listen to us right this very moment, or go over to TuneIn and listen to it. As a matter of fact, tonight, this very evening, we were talking on our pre-show on the Listen Live feed, and perhaps some of it made its way onto TuneIn. I don't know. I think TuneIn clocks in with us at about 7 o'clock Pacific. We were talking online on the pre-show about a variety of different things, and you would have heard me mouthing off in a very profane yet funny way about the radio business, an accountant that we fired.
There was quite a bit of personal chatter, and very entertaining, Phil. I was listening to it as I was shaving and performing some other grooming.
Because you were doing it in front of everyone, you were trimming nose hairs.
Well, I didn't want to say it on the radio, but, you know.
Yeah, but you were doing it in front of everybody.
You were trimming your nose hairs, huh?
I didn't want to say it on the radio. God, what a bunch of asses.
And I can see your voice is cracking again, so more water for the general, huh?
Yeah, I got a 24-pack.
Well, good. I'm glad the 12-pack won't do. The 24-pack is everything to me.
Get him a bottle of water. So when we come back, we'll tell you about the storm that erupted, that fell, the rain, the this, the that, the just the craziness of it, man, that came down over the city of Los Angeles and, the environs, because it caused us no end of problems here on our show. It caused us a technical malfeasance. It's probably going to cost me tens of thousands of dollars, time, effort. I'll probably have to fire people. No, I'm kidding. But we did have a technical problem, and we'll tell you about the storm. Some other news that we'll get into here. It is a Friday night, so that's the good news. The bad news is, shucks, I won't see you guys until Monday and after tonight. You know, so it makes me feel kind of...
quit with the lies.
Makes me feel bad. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com on TuneIn and live and local and mobile on our website as well. Uh-oh. What happened, man? What is going on? Is it the rain? It must be the rain.
Yeah, the rain turned off the... I'm sure.
Bud, don't do it, bud. Don't give Phil, don't give me, don't give anyone a hard time. Don't do it, bud.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, online at TuneIn and our website, mobile and free. Mobile and free.
Wow.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you.
I think you need more sleep. Heck, I don't think it, I know it.
All right. Let me see here, man. All right, so I was just looking to see who is lined up, bud. Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police, will be on with us to discuss weather. All right, so here's what happened, and this is what I wanted to talk with you guys about. By the way, that is Anthrax there, and that's Scott Ian's band, and he will be a guest of Bobby Dooley's in one of the forthcoming Bobby Dooley podcasts.
Oh, she's going to have the young man from Anthrax.
Yeah, Scott Ian, and just had the Sklar Brothers, so Bobby is rock and roll. And Bobby will be now, just so you guys know, following the 15th, the debut of the Phil Henry Show on our new web platform, as it were, Bobby's podcast will be incorporated into the body of our daily show. So you'll be hearing our Phil Henry Show, and along with that, the Bobby Dooley podcast, the Frank Gray podcast, the Steve Bozell and Justice Files, and other marvelous offerings like that. Just want to let you know that, so you guys can be looking forward to that. All right, so what we were saying here is that the weather was nasty here over the last 24 hours. It was coming down in buckets, and it's not an unusual thing.
Well, now, you know, California, Phil, as you've said very well, California, and let me say, use the word that we use in the Army, and Margaret, forgive me, but it will, excuse me, for it'll piss down rain like you wouldn't believe.
General.
No, I'm telling you right now, because I've seen what it's done to homes. And, you know, when Patsy and I moved out here, we had a home out here in Highland Park. It was on stilts, and I said to the guy, I said, you got to be putting me on. I'm not going to live in a house. I said, I'm going to live in a tree house like I'm some kind of a jungle animal. And he said, oh, hey, man. He was one of these types, you know.
What do you mean, hey, man?
No, he's like, what, a hippie?
Well, he wasn't a hippie, but he had the bell-bottom pants. And a Nehru, they don't have Nehru underpants, is not, I'm not.
Nehru underpants.
Nehru jacket, got to tell what Nehru jackets are, because people don't know. Nehru jacket was a jacket that, it was an Indian-style jacket. The Prime Minister of India, Nehru, used to wear them, so people, it became popular here in the States. What do you mean, Nehru underwear?
Well, then, okay, if that's what you're saying, then that wasn't what he was wearing.
You know what kind of underwear he was wearing.
I was just about to say.
You know something? We don't have to get into that right now. But don't take that to mean, Dickman.
Yeah, you don't talk about a guy's underwear.
Don't take that to mean that I would know. All right? The fact is, if you really want to know, the guy fell on his ass down the side of the hill and we had to let him use the shower. And Patsy went in to give him a towel. And he was standing there in a pair of underwear that she said she never wants to remember the look of that the day she saw the man's underwear.
So, that sounds traumatic.
It still haunts her, yes. So,
what could possibly haunt a woman about a man's underwear? Well, never mind.
So what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
So the guy sold you the house.
Oh, yeah, the guy sold us the house on stilts. And I said to this guy, hey, man. And he said, you know, man, I don't deal with military types. I said, well, you're dealing with one now. I said, we've just gotten back from Okinawa. I said, I spent some time on Guam, and I'm not feeling too friendly right now, if you know what I mean. So he says to me, hey, man, hold on for a minute. Let me get some water.
General Shaw is telling us about buying his home out here in Highland Park. Was it, General?
Highland Park. And so anyway, I said, it's on stilts. What do you want to think I look like Tarzan of the ape? And he said, hey, man. It's Tarzan of the Apes, man. And I picked him up over my head.
You picked him up over your head.
I better not say any more because these people may still want to litigate.
Are you kidding me, man?
Boy, listen to Henry.
God, Phil, you sound like a 13-year-old boy.
Well, it was funny. That's the funniest story I ever heard.
Yeah, but you're all like, yay!
Well, it was, you guys don't think that's funny?
Well, what's funny about it?
You pick the guy up over your head, and then you stop the story. They may still want to litigate. Where is he now?
I wouldn't know.
This is the guy that sold you your house.
Yes, he was a real estate agent for the Mannheim Group, I think it was, in Pasadena.
Well, did you like the house?
No, I didn't like the house. Every time there was a rain, every time there was a small what they call a timbler. You know, they don't call it a trembler. It's called a tembler. I didn't know that.
Yeah, a small earthquake is a tembler. A lot of people think it is trembler because tremble, but...
What is it called again?
It's called a tembler.
Yeah, it's a trembler.
I just got done saying that it ain't a trembler. It's a tembler. A lot of people make the mistake of calling it trembler.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
Well, now you do. So what about it?
Well, never. Everybody's talking to you. Forget it.
All right. Well, General, you're still with us, and I'm very, very glad of that. Rain. Rain, 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 baby. In Southern California, over the last 24 to 48 hours, a large winter storm brought much-needed relief to parts of California, boosting its reservoirs and dropping snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains, but the precipitation will not be enough to counter years of drought, officials said. Yeah, we know. However, these big storms have gone, have made a lot of people worry about, go from worrying about wildfires to mudslides. Because what happens is, when things dry out, obviously, they are no longer alive, and the roots are no longer alive, and they no longer are clinging to the hillside, as it were, and holding that soil together. So it's now dead foliage.
Foliage.
Yeah, it's Feluge.
Feluge. It's dead. It's all messed up. And so when the rains come, it just comes down the side of the hill, man. And along with it come the houses. The storm's full force was expected to be felt on Friday morning, and it did. It came down pretty good with thunderstorms and rains up to an inch per hour. Wow. Now, here's where the El Pacifico is. We're located kind of close to where the real heaviosity of this thing hit. A 10-mile stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway was closed overnight in Ventura County because of a high likelihood of rock slides in an area made bare by last year's spring fires in Camarillo's.
Go Camarillo, Mr. Levy.
I know. On Thursday, mandatory evacuation orders were issued for about 1,000 homes in Glendora, Azusa, eastern foothills of L.A., yada, 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 ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. We have an hour to get evacuated. We got to get our asses out of Dodge while the getting's good, and I ain't coming back for jack crap, said Dana Waldusky.
Let me see that.
I'm kidding. She didn't say that. This lady, Dana Waldusky, said, we're evacuating our home. We're boarding up all of our doors. We're bringing extra toilet paper. No, she's not saying that.
Well, why don't you say what she's saying, Mr. Henry, and leave the jokes for later?
Yeah, everybody wants to know what's going on.
Oh, well, okay. I'm so sorry that I'm not bringing you the information up to the minute here, bud.
Phil, it's nothing to make light of.
Okay, I understand. Waldusky, age 22, said she, her parents, and her sister made sure they had important documents, photos, medicines, and their toothbrushes packed. I'd leave the toothbrush. I mean, I understand you're chancing a cavity, but if it means the toothbrush or your passports or baby pictures, I'd leave the toothbrush.
So you would risk foul breath to save a few photographs? You gotta be kidding me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
Well, the general's got a point. You know, it's funny. It doesn't seem important, but if you breathe on someone, you breathe on the wrong person, the wrong breath, you don't need the...
I don't believe you guys. You got to be putting me on.
Why do you think the woman said toothbrush?
Anyway, I think she was probably just being, conversational with the reporter. Last time at the fire, we had 15 minutes, so this time I want to make sure I bring the mouthwash, the toothbrush, extra tampon. I'm kidding. She didn't say that.
I'm going to walk out of here unless you give us the right information.
I'm sorry. Now, the other thing that happened closer to home was, I don't know whether we had a lightning strike or whether there was some electrical surge of some kind. What do they call it? An arc or who knows, a short. But we had a power surge here at the El Pacifico at our studio that blew our TriCaster, our video computer, right off the air and disabled it. So tonight, for those of you that are listening to the program who would ordinarily watch the show, we have no video cast on the air tonight. And the reason is simply that we had a damage to the software, I think, or maybe the hardware, that has caused us to not be able to bring you a Phil TV. It'll be off the air until Monday night. At which time we'll be back on with Phil TV on our next radio show. But that was something we sort of woke up to, very, very surprisingly. And I was trying to save the file last night.
Yeah, I told you save the file. I tried to do it, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, we couldn't do it because this is a new Tri. It's a loaner TriCaster, and that TriCaster blew up. So I got to go back to the company and say, we need TriCaster number 3 here while the other ones get, while our original one is getting repaired. And you know what happens is they degrade, the quality of these things go down with each TriCaster. I got to tell you something. I got all kinds of issues, man. I think the TriCaster is a fantastic piece of equipment, but I sure would have liked to have had a heads up on the various upgrades and updates and up your mamas that these cats have been coming up with, so that I'm not driving a Model A while a Corvette is out there, you know, with the new the new spoiler. Phil Henry Show.
Disgusting.
Take it easy. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and online at our Listen Live. What is it I'm trying to say here?
I don't know, but you better get that liner wrap out here.
We're on TuneIn, and we are live on our website, philhenryshow.com. And also mobile. That's what I keep wanting to say, because that's a very important part of it. It's just all part of probably
writing it down, man.
Yeah, writing it down. That's got to do is write it down.
Hey, all right, bud. Nice thinking. Yeah.
So you don't have to be a baby about it.
Well, he's not being a baby, bud. But Bud's making a good point, Phil. Write it down.
All right, I'm writing it down. Now, why am I disgusting?
You're disgusting talking about Rooney Mara the way that you were talking about her. She's young enough to be your granddaughter.
Wait a second. I wasn't talking about her in any disgusting way.
Oh, you were saying, you were making it like you'd kidnap her, like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear, have her sucking on your thumb.
Oh, will you get out of here with that? She was talking, we were talking with Nikki about beautiful women. Olivia Wilde is a woman that she was talking about. And I said, well, you know, whatever, because I'm not, look, I'm not going to turn this into...
Jay Santos and everything.
Yeah, we've got to talk to Jay Santos.
Oh, well, hell, I don't want to talk about Olivia Wilde or Rooney Mara when I can be talking to Jay Santos. Hold on for a minute, okay?
I know Olivia Wilde, and she's absolutely gorgeous. Now, who's this? Is Rooney Mara that screwball?
What do you mean, screwball?
She was the one, the girl in the dragon tattoo.
Oh, she, yeah, you know... She's nuts, man. You gotta steer clear of something like that.
She played a goofy kid. She played a goofy chick in the movie. You know.
Well, I don't know. Sounds pretty far out to me.
Yeah. That's all. You think I'm disgusting? I'm not. Look at the women that I date are all probably exclusively in their late 30s, early 40s.
That is disgusting.
What's disgusting about that, for God's sake?
That's a little young, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Well, geez, you know, yeah, I'm really robbing the cradle at 40. Woo! Man.
Come on, Margaret, you gotta give a brother a break here.
Give a brother a break? Why don't you stick... What about women in their late 50s?
There's nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them at all. Nothing wrong with them at all.
Phil, you're beginning... Did you hear that? He's going, nothing wrong with them at all.
Yeah, Mr. Young, you're starting to sound all panicked out and everything.
Yeah, you getting enough air?
Yes, I'm getting enough air. There's nothing wrong with them at all. Just, I don't know, maybe they're all married or something. I don't know. Believe me when I tell you, you know, I got my life at this particular point. I told you last week, I said, you know, I might as well just join a monastery for all the good that life's doing me in that direction. I'm too busy, you know?
Yeah, you're too busy. You're so full of crap, your eyes are brown.
I don't know why I get a laugh out of that. All right.
I'm dead serious.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us again tonight because every time we do have a weather situation, wherever that, whether or not we have weather, you know, Jay, you know?
Right, not that I haven't heard that one before, but...
I would expect you have. Jay, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very good.
So what's it like out there right now in terms of the weather?
Well, I think people back east still have it much, much worse. I was thinking about coming on the show tonight, talking to you, Mr. Henry, about this. And I know that I had already been on a program earlier talking about dancing out of the street at Twine Time.
By the way, people reacted rather positively, I would say, to your story of getting your arm broken after being hit by a car 3 times. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Phil, what, you're laughing at the guy?
Why are you doing that?
Well, you don't think that's funny and the guy's going to hang up on me? I mean, that to me is indicative of just where we've gotten, how low we've sunk on this program.
Now, I can't call a guy back.
Why don't you write that down? You telling me to write stuff down?
I can't call him back because Mr. Hall said he wants to talk to me before I call back anybody. He said there have been too many hang-ups.
Mr. Hall is bucking to have his ass pitched right off of his show once and for all. What do you think about that? That's what Mr. Hall is bucking to have done, okay?
Hold on.
Is that still the guy there?
Yeah, it's Jay Santos lying there. You want to talk to Mr. Hall?
I don't want to talk to anybody, man, other than Jay Santos. What do you think of that? That's who I want to talk about. I mean, that's who I want to talk to, I should say.
Well, I get on the line here. I'm going to get David Hall on the phone. Mr. Hall is on line two.
Hey, David, I understand you want to talk to me about this.
What is this about?
Some guy hung up on me.
Oh, the hang-ups. Yeah, listen, I've had a number of people call and say you've got a lot of guests that are hanging up on you, and I'm just wondering if there's something you can do to, number one, to offset that, and then number two, the other night when you were testing one of the listen live or the tune in lines, I heard you playing it back on the phone as you were doing the show, and there's about a 30-second delay, and I'm listening to this delay, and I got Daphne in the other ear asking me to pull over for this donut shop, for that place. There's a See's candy store, and it began to create in my own mind an inability to separate reality from fantasy. In other words, I didn't even know if I had a girlfriend. Or if I did have a girlfriend, what her name was, and did she really, you see what I'm saying? Did she really suck the cream filling out of donuts? I know it sounds crazy, but what happens, Phil?
You're talking about disorientation?
Exactly, Margaret. There is a disorientation that takes place that's quite disturbing, and that's what happened to me the other night. So if you don't mind, if you could just not do that.
Talking about that?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is disquieting.
Would you mind? Would you turn that down?
Okay, I'm sorry. So,
See, I just heard myself say suck cream filling for the second time, and I didn't want to say it the first time.
I apologize, but if that's the disorientation you're talking about, I can adjust that.
Well, then adjust it because I'm still hearing it.
Yeah, that is pretty loud.
Turn it off, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, please turn that off. Phil, turn that off before I go ape.
I'm going to go baboon if you don't turn that... Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
You know, you're very sadistic tonight. That's what I was going to say. You're real super sadistic, and I wish you would stop and consider the consequences of your actions, because you may be having a couple of laughs, but you've got people that are slowly sliding a downhill spiral into the deepest, darkest depths of depression because of you. Okay?
No, I don't accept that, David. Just because I'm doing a radio show and I may, you know, make a technical mistake or have a guest hang up on me because he couldn't take the fact that I was laughing at him dancing out in the middle of the street to Twine Time or...
It wasn't Twine Time. It was the Tighten Up. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's the other thing? Is that the other big thing? No, I uniformly reject all of the candy-ass, crybaby excuses that you're getting from Mr. Santos or anybody else. I hope that makes it very, very clear.
So you are rejecting my advice?
Oh, 150%, yes. I'm going to continue to mess around technically here. I'm going to continue to point out when guests get hit by cars after getting into a dance competition on the double yellow line.
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your career.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm done. Daphne wants me to go with her. She's, yeah. Yeah, there's a C's store up the street. All right. You're sure?
I'm totally sure. Good night.
Oh, come on. Are you okay? Oh, me a pain in the ass. How do you like that? She called me a pain in the ass.
I think that's good for you, Daphne.
All right, can we get back to... Is Mr. Santos there?
No, he hung up.
Well, Mr. Santos has got some bad news coming his way, man, because ain't nothing going to change. Get him back on the line.
Get him, Santos? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's something, Bud, hold on for a minute.
Hold on, I got to hold on, Bud.
First of all, you know, you're talking to me, not to the guest. Second of all, I want to get this stuff talked out. Don't do it on the air. If you're going to call a guy back, do it quietly.
Don't do it on the air, but if I'm going to call him back, call quietly.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Sanders? Yeah.
Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, right. Phil's on the phone. Right.
The Phil Hendry Show here.
Yeah, okay. Well,
give me the phone. Jay?
Jay Sanders.
Hey, look, man, I'm sorry, but I was just trying to make light of something that sounded like it was a, you know, we talked it out, and I think we all understood that it was certainly a dangerous situation for you, but I'm not laughing at your injury.
Well, you know, it was a very traumatic situation, and when you go, first of all, do you know anything about a Tighten Up?
Look, I don't want to do the Tighten Up again tonight or talk about it.
No, but when you dance a Tighten Up, you dance backward. So I was dancing backwards. Two skips, a full gazelle leap, and then I'm dancing backwards. That's a pretty tough dance to do. And when you're doing a dance like that, and you get hit by a, you know, you're getting hit by a bread truck. What hit me was a Wonder Bread truck. And you go flying in the air, and you come back for more. I think that's something to say.
It is something to say. And I'm sorry that I made fun that you hung up. Can we get into the weather and talk about how people can safely negotiate not only the weather out here on the West Coast, but on the East Coast? Because even though the snow has stopped falling, it is still very cold, isn't it?
It is still very cold. It's what we used to call, Phil, it's butt cold. You know, just to, it's not trying to be crude, but it's butt cold. You know, it is ass cold. And again, not trying to be crude.
No, not at all.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but it's butt, you know.
Get butthole cold.
Okay, enough of that, bud, okay?
Well, it's bud. Did you say butthole?
Not my name, butthole.
You know, if I were you, I'd change my name to something like Jack or Bill, because people are going to think it's bud.
Right, but not when you say it, Jay. They won't know what it is. They'll think it's buh. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, that guy is...
You know, I thought it was better when he was talking about doing the Tighten Up or the... I don't like the name of that.
Why do we have this guy back on? We had this guy on earlier in the week.
That's the guy that knows about the weather on the traffic and everything. He's a traffic guy.
Yeah, man, you can find another traffic guy. You'll have to talk to him.
That's the guy that knows the best about it.
All right, we'll talk to him. Don't worry about it. Just understand, bud, you know, that there is a there's far more to be gained by mixing it up a little bit than just to go back to the same guy because he happens to be the traffic guy. We already talked about him getting his ass run over by a Wonder Bread truck. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, online at philhendryshow.com. Listen live and mobile, and listen on TuneIn, live and mobile.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com and online at Phil Hendry Show, listen live and mobile, and also TuneIn, where you can listen live and mobile. And we have Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police back with us this week to talk about the weather and driving conditions, and not only here in California, where we had a storm over the last 24 hours that it got a little personal for us here at the Phil Hendry Show at the El Pacifico Studios because we had our video computer knocked offline, and we will not be back on the air with Phil TV until Monday night, Jay.
You know, and again, Phil, it sounds like it probably was an electrical storm, or could very well have been. It could very well have been. Now I'm thinking about it. You know, now I'm thinking about it. It could very well have been some sort of a power surge where you had a short. There was, if you're familiar, Phil, and just if I could sort of sidetrack you just a little bit, there was a sighting in Mexico not too long ago, a number of years ago, where a number of the village people, I shouldn't say village people, it makes me sound, I was thinking about...
They talk about the guys that dance and go gay and everything?
Well,
The guys that dance, what do you mean go gay?
Well, is that what they are?
I suppose technically, but...
Never mind, so you were in Mexico.
Yeah, I was in Mexico, and I'd say probably I saw some of the peasants from the village. And if you've ever been to Mexico and you've seen a lot of the peasants in the village... You will see that they have baskets of fruit and bananas, and they will carry these on their heads as they go up the mountain road to the chapel where the Virgin Mary is. Not she isn't there, but there's a statue of her and a priest who's barefoot, and then they'll go back down the mountain and eat, like, tortillas and stuff, right? And that's sort of how it goes in a village life in Mexico, see? So
yeah, that's fine. So what's this got to do with us losing power?
Phil, let him explain, for God's sake.
Yeah, Phil, excuse us, Mr. Santos, but Mr. Henry's very short-tempered.
I can understand that.
I'm not short-tempered. I thank you, Jay, for that background.
Oh, Mr. Henry, my last name is Santos. Okay, does that tell you anything?
I'm sorry, do you have family in Mexico?
No, I don't. Venezuela. But I just was testing to see, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. So you have Hispanic family.
Not really. I mean, my background's really Germanic, but my family took the name Santos. It's a very involved story, and...
Are you trying to say your family was on the Odessa from Nazi Germany?
No, I'm not going to say that either. I don't want to give you any background on my family.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Because my last name is Santos. So anyway, jeez.
Yeah, Mr. Santos, I don't want to have an argument with you. I want to find out about the weather, driving conditions, the cold weather back east. And now you've got me into a discussion about Mexican peasants.
Because I was going to say about you losing your power.
He's talking about the power surge that you had that knocked the TriCaster off the air.
All right.
So, in Mexico, a number of years ago, some of the village peasants that was going down the hill with a basket... And inside of it...
It doesn't matter what was in the basket, okay? It doesn't matter if they had baskets on their heads. They're going down the hill. It doesn't even matter if they're going down a hill.
Yeah, what did they see?
What I'm trying to say to you is the peasants looked out and saw lights going up on the horizon, okay? They saw lights that they couldn't explain going up on the horizon.
What do you mean lights going up on a horizon?
Exactly that. They looked like a series of 1, 2, 3, 4 different lights rising up very slowly, like little tiny moons that were rising up. Okay?
Yeah, that's probably a UFO. I heard about that.
Well, that's what they thought it was, bud. Very, very, very close to that. And I'm saying to you that what happened, I'm not saying it was UFO, but if I hadn't said anything, would you think it's UFO? Bet you would.
Yeah, I'd probably think of UFO.
Well, I don't believe in UFOs.
Well, hold on. I don't believe in them either, but are you saying, was this checked out thoroughly by the Mexican and American military authorities?
Yeah, it was. And General Shaw, it turned out that while the Mexican peasants believe very much in their heart that a new breed of being had visited the planet Earth, it was, in fact, a problem with the high-tension wires in that part of Mexico that had not been maintained in quite some time, causing arcing between these lines, and that created the illusion of these lights. But there was a power surge. It did knock a lot of electricity out in the area. Because it was a village where the peasants are, the things that I was telling you about, a village is a place where peasants will usually be, I don't know, barefoot, and they don't use the lights. I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm talking about the difference between a village and a town. A village is where you cook outdoors a lot. You know, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't. It doesn't matter, okay? They have electricity in this village, right?
Yes, they do have electricity in the village, and they did lose their electricity. Now, the first question I would ask them when you lose your electricity is how do you know you lost electricity? Because you live in a village, you know?
And therefore, if you live in a village, you wouldn't know that you lost your electricity because you're cooking outdoors.
That's correct, yes. Okay?
No, not okay. Not okay.
Well, Phil, you're trying to start an argument.
No, I'm not trying to start an argument. This is a ridiculous line of discussion. I want to know all about us losing power here. I don't care about villages in Mexico, whether they wear stuff on their head.
Didn't say about them wearing it on their head.
I was talking about stuff being in a basket on a head.
You know, speaking of stuff in a basket on a head, you sound like you're a basket case, okay? Forgive me for being so direct here, Jay, but I've just about had I'm at my wit's end after this long week of radio shows. All kinds of screwy stuff.
I told Mr. Hall that I would give it another chance to come on the air when you told me that I looked like a retard doing a twine time.
Well, there you go, Phil.
Fine with me. You think I care? You think I care if a nutcase like that hangs up on me?
Guy's gonna tell you about a basket.
Did I ask about a basket?
Well, there is background, though, Phil, but I understand Phil's point.
Yeah, I sort of see Mr. Henry's point, too.
I think you have to let people have their way of describing things. I know that he got far afield.
He got so far afield that it was beginning to irritate me. I want to know about... I think what he's basically saying is we had the same kind of arcing situation, perhaps, that caused the power surge that blasted the computer off the air. Now, I don't think we had an electrical storm here last night. Electrical storms are really rare for this part of the country. Now, back east, the snow has stopped. but it is cold as hell. In the words of Badusky in The Last Detail, colder than a witch's boob, ain't it?
Boy, I remember that movie.
I don't think that is called for. That's very vulgar.
Well, it's just a lie. It's, you know, Jack. It's Jack Nicholson, Margaret, you know.
Oh, yes, Jack Nicholson. Well, I do like him.
Okay. So in the end, we have a situation that must be dealt with. Now, it's very interesting they're saying that there will be no relief to the drought. Probably not, but, you know, we've had droughts before, and droughts are not that rare of an occurrence here. We had a 7-year drought back in the 80s, and we'll probably have them again. The reason why we know they're droughts is because we've had them.
Well, what does that mean? In other words, you like them?
I didn't say I like them, but I'm saying that I'm not going to freak out. I tell you one thing that I don't dare do, and that's go out and hose off my driveway, because my driveway is starting to look really nasty, you know.
Well, what's it look like?
Oh, it's filthy, because I haven't been able to hose it off, and I'm too lazy to take a broom to it.
Yeah, I know what you mean about it.
So I just want to apologize to everybody that lives near me. My home is filthy, and it's going to continue that way until I can turn a hose on it, because I'm too lazy to use a broom.
Hey!
Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.